Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua, and we are currently doing the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from amongst the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one thing we notice is they were very, very comprehensive. Small words, short words, but they would cover very, very extensive, aspects as far as akhirat is concerned, as far as a person's needs of this world is concerned, as far as his life in the khabar is concerned. Everything is covered by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It shows the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, ulama explain, even the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a miracle. Miracle, what words Allah ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to use, to ask. So today's du'a also is not a very long du'a, but you'll see how many different aspects of our needs it covers. The comprehensive, beautiful nature of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we listen to the du'as and we ponder over the du'as, we should think that what was the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What was the thing that when he's making du'a, when a person makes du'a for something, it's obviously something that the person is concerned about. That's why he's making du'a for that thing. So look at what was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when we hear the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali, wal-jubni wal-haram, wal-bukhli, wa'udhu bika min azab al-qabri, wa'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat, wa fi riwayatin, wa dhala'i d-dain, wa ghalabati al-rijal, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from inability, laziness, cowardice, senility, and miserliness. We'll go through each one just now in explanation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali, wal-jubni wal-harami wal-bukhli. So, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from inability, I seek refuge in you from laziness, I seek refuge in you from cowardice, in other words, being a coward. I seek refuge in you from senility, and I seek refuge in you from miserliness. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go on to say, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, and I seek refuge in you from the tribulation of the living and the tribulation of the dead. Another narration has it, I seek refuge in you from the burden of debts and the oppression of people. Allah Ta'ala save me from being burdened with debts, something that today people get so easily involved in. That I want to upgrade my car, let me just go to the bank and I take out a debt. I want to upgrade my house, let me just go to the bank and upgrade. I don't really need something, I don't have the money also for it, for an expensive wedding, or a walima, somebody is getting married in my family, and now let me take out a debt, let me borrow money. But here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is actually making dua to Allah. Oh Allah, protect me from debts. In other words, don't let me get involved in debts. Debts is not something we get involved in unnecessarily. A person is forced to borrow money, etc. If it is no choice, and if it's a situation where he needs to, that's a different situation. But just so that we can have big walimas, and we can have big functions, and we can have upgrade to our car and our house and our lifestyle, a person puts himself into debt. This is something that is not encouraged at all in Shariat. So let us just go through the meanings of this dua. So the first thing we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for was, O Allah, I seek your refuge in inability. So what is meant by this inability? Inability, ulama explain, means the failure to do righteous actions. That Allah save me from not doing righteous actions. Some ulama have stated that it refers to abandoning or procrastination in good actions, or actions that we have to do, but it's just delaying it. For example, namaz time has come now, it's long. I don't have a person, Allah Ta'ala forgive, sometimes people don't go to the masjid. For example, a good example is after Isha time, we haven't gone to the masjid now, there's still time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So now the person unnecessarily delay. So just doing good actions, for example, a person wants to read Quran Sharif, we've got time, now we'll just delay it unnecessarily. Okay, I'll read just now. So that's that inability. Allah, save me from this procrastination. Save me from abandoning doing good deeds. Just merely delaying it. So a person is just wasting time. This is not something that is encouraged. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua that, oh Allah ta'ala, save me from this ajz. The next thing was kasal, laziness. Oh Allah, save me from laziness. According to Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, it refers to the inability to get oneself, to induce oneself to carry out righteous actions. In other words, to get that drive, to get that motivation. I'm just lazy, I don't have no motivation. Allah, save me from that situation where there's no motivation. I can't induce, I can't get myself to do good actions. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, that Allah, save me from this. Many people you'll find don't have any desire to do any good actions. I don't have the desire to read Quran Sharif. I don't have the desire to make zikr. I don't have the desire to read durood. I don't have the desire to do anything extra. If I have to do my faraz namaz too, I'll come to the masjid and then finish. That's it. So this is something that is not desirable. This is a bad quality. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically made dua that, oh Allah, save me from this laziness. The next thing is cowardice. Say, oh Allah ta'ala, save me from this jubn. Jubn is cowardice. Now why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this dua that, oh Allah, save me from this jubn, from this cowardice? Because when a person has this weak heart, he's fearing everything. I'm fearing this person, I'm fearing that person, I'm fearing that person. Then now this becomes a barrier between him and doing what he needs to do. What this person is going to say, and that what that one is going to say about me, and they're going to think that I'm going to the masjid, and they'll say I'm too pious, and they'll tell me this or they'll tell me that. Now a person is worried about what the people are going to say, so being cowardice, frightened for everything, for people, having a weak heart, then he's not prepared to do what he needs to do. Or if it is a time when a person has to engage in jihad by being a coward, now he wants to stay back. I'm frightened to go. What will happen to me because of this cowardice, which is not a good quality? Then a person, he won't be able to assist those people that are oppressed also. Why? Because I may also get involved, I may get oppressed. So he'll be sacrificing what he needs to do because of this cowardly quality in him. He won't be able to even defend his own family when the time comes because of this quality of being a coward. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, oh Allah, protect me from this. The next part of the dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, oh Allah, protect me from harim. Harim is senility. The person gets very old. The person is unable to understand simple thing. Things that are normally logical, things that are perceivable, a person's mind can't understand. Like sometimes you see some old people, they don't understand what they're saying. They keep repeating things, they keep asking things, they can't understand things. So this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, Allah ta'ala, save me from this condition where the mind also goes away. Remember, this mind is a very great ni'mat from the side of Allah ta'ala. That's why when a man's mind is strong, when a man's mind is good, at that phase in his life, he should use this mind that Allah had given him for the deen of Allah ta'ala, not use it for the wrong purposes. So this is a very great ni'mat from the side of Allah ta'ala, this mind. In fact, this is what distinguishes us from animals. Allah has given us a mind. Some of the animals are much stronger than us. They got much more power than us. They got much more muscles than us. But yet Allah Ta'ala had created insan and ashraful makhlukat. Allah Ta'ala had given him this beautiful mind. His mind had made him the best of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this mind is something we've got to take care of. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, save me from this senility. The other thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua was, oh Allah, save me from bukhl. Bukhl. Bukhl is miserliness. That, oh Allah, save me from not fulfilling those wajib duties that I have to fulfill, such as zakat, sadaqatul fitr, qurbani, spending on one's family, wife and children. All this is necessary. It's wajib for a person to spend, but he's holding back from spending on all the avenues that he needs to spend. Or other dependents that he has, example, weak or disabled brothers, sisters, divorced daughters, etc., and I have to look after them, but he's not spending on them, or have no other family members, have no other source of income. He's supposed to be assisting them, but because of that bukhl, why I must do it? Why my brother is not doing it? Why the other cousin is not doing it? That one got money, why he's not doing? So now miserliness is causing this person to hold back. When he got so much of money Allah Ta'ala given him, or even if he doesn't have so much, but he's got some that he can spend, and then too he's holding back. This quality is not the quality that is liked at all. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua that, oh Allah, save me from this miserliness. The next thing was, oh Allah, save me from the azab of the qabr. Save me from the punishment of the grave. Because this is a real concern for every single Muslim. The grave is either, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the grave is a garden of the gardens of Jannah, or a pit of the pits of Jahannam. Tirmidhi Sharif hadith. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the grave is the first stage of the year after. If one's condition in the grave is good, then the subsequent stages will be even better. If one's condition in the qabr is evil, then the subsequent stages will be worse. Also mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua that, O Allah, save me from the punishment of the qabr. Imagine a person is sandwiched from all sides, from the top, from below, from the sides, from in front and from behind, and then he's getting punished. What a punishment that will be. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua, Allah, save me from the adab of the qabr. And the last two parts of this dua, O Allah, save me, inni a'udhu bika min al-mahya, from the tribulation and the trials of those that are living. What it means? That all the tribulations which cause harm to one's physical and spiritual self in this world, O Allah, save me from all those things that cause harm to me in this world. Allah, save me from that. And that, wal fitnatil mahya wal mamat, what is meant by fitnatul mamat, that the tribulation of the death refers to those trials, those tribulations that start when one is about to leave the world. Person is in his last stages of life, now the many trials start at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, Allah, save me at that time, at the time of sakarat, at the time of just about to depart from this world. Whatever trials they are at that time, the hardest trials come to a person at that time. Allah, save me from the trials of maut, from the trials of death. At this time, shaitan makes his final and most dangerous attack on a person when he's about to leave this world. It also includes, so that's the starting point of this fitnatul mamat. And then it goes on to the various stages, stages of the grave, the stages of qiyamah, the stages in the year after. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, Allah, save me, fitnatul mamat, the fitnas and the trials of the dead. This is the trials that they go through. And then, second riwayat we did, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added these words, oppression of people can either refer to a person being oppressed by others, or oppressing others due to his excessive love or power and fame. So Allah, save me from the oppression of people can mean, Allah, save me from being oppressed by others, and save me from oppressing other people also. This was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And the first part of the second riwayat we did was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah ta'ala to protect him from deaths, from the burden of deaths. So therefore a person unnecessarily doesn't get himself involved in any type of deaths. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See, this one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many different things it covered in one dua. Normally we won't even think of making dua that Allah save me from laziness, save me from inability, save me from miserliness, save me from senility, save me from being, Allah Ta'ala, save me from the fitna of the mahya of the living, save me from the fitna of the dead, save me from oppression of people, and save people from oppressing me, save me from deaths. How often we think of making dua like this? But this is the miraculous nature of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of implementing in our lives also. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله